This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's another beautiful day in our neighborhood, hopefully in yours as well. You're literally in the clubhouse with Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Jay. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. The election stuff here in America has got a lot of people's attention. We're talking about New York and what's going on there. But apparently there's another election that is getting a lot of attention, ladies. And the situation in Hong Kong with the election system there, the government of China is trying to push its way in. This is what confuses a lot of people. Hong Kong, Taiwan, their relationship to Beijing, and how it affects us. We seem to want to, and maybe I should say, it's not only Americans, but people around the world are interested in what's going on in Hong Kong and Taiwan. And the Chinese seem to want not to have anybody in there nosing around. But I guess the pro-democracy leaders, there are still a few. Most of them in prison, aren't they? If I'm not mistaken, I think a lot of the people that were...
I don't know too many that are roaming around the streets
still
of China.
Alive and well. So is this our business? Is this something that we're inveigling ourselves in lots of different ways? China is a rogue nation now, pretty much, although a lot of people, it's not like Iran. I think it is. I think it's just like Iran. I think Russia is a rogue nation, frankly. How do you differentiate between what's going on in Iran?
I don't think there's a lot to differentiate. I think they're actually working in tandem together. I think it's pretty clear that that's the case. But that's why a lot of people are calling for the boycott of the Olympics in China in 2 years, because
we should be boycotting products made in China.
I agree. It's not partisan, by the way. I've heard Republicans and Democrats make different cases on this. But, in fact, Kevin McCarthy, the House leader, or the minority leader, excuse me, for Republicans in the House, he was saying that we need to boycott China. And then my friend, one of my talk radio friends, Sebastian Gorka, was saying, I don't know if that really works. So there's even an argument, like, on the conservative side. But
what do you mean it doesn't work? Why would he say it doesn't work?
Why a boycott of the Olympics wouldn't work. But if every country who participates in the Olympics comes together and says, we're going to go somewhere else, China, why wouldn't that work?
Why is it that China intimidates publicly, privately? How is it that there are so many people that still seem to be apprehensive about criticizing the Chinese, whether it's the COVID virus, the vaccine that hasn't worked, the way they intimidate people and the way we've sort of fallen into this trap that they set. We willingly have gone into business with them. The government and companies that are there that are controlled by the government, we've done that on our own. Nobody forced us. They didn't tell us either you come do business with us or we'll go to war with you. We just did. They figured us out. And it isn't just us. It's, I guess, pretty much the human population. Right? I mean, isn't that that's what they've done? They figured it out. So now we're angry because they figured it out. I'm angry.
Before us.
Yeah, right. I'm angry about the virus, though, but I've also been angry at American companies, Americans for buying the stuff. What was it? People say, well, that's all that folks can afford. What did we buy before everything was made in China? Cheap crap made in Japan. What did we buy before all the cheap crap that was made in Japan? Where did we go for cheap crap? If that's, in fact, the way you want to describe it. I'm trying to remember what it was like when I was a kid. Japanese stuff was becoming pretty prevalent in the late 50s, early 60s. And then when did the Chinese stuff come in? And was there anything else?
I think in the 90s, right? It switched over?
Early 90s, yeah, I think so. Early to mid-90s, yeah. I think you're right about that. But then what other countries? Vietnam made the Nike sneakers after the Vietnam War. We rebuilt the country, and a lot of companies do business there with us and vice versa. But, you know, it's very frustrating to look at this and wonder, how do we not look foolish ourselves when we're criticizing? I mean, I think about that all the time. Okay, I'm criticizing the Chinese for being a bunch of you-know-whats, but their only reason for being there is because we let them go there. We encouraged them. We built them.
We paid for it.
We paid for it, right. We built this city on rock and roll. And so now we're all worked up about it. And is it too late, I guess, is the question. I don't know what the answer is, but I know I don't want to roll over and play dead. I'm not one of the people who has bought a lot of stuff. I've been in forever. I'm not beating my chest. Oh, dog, he's so smart. No, I just don't like stuff that I want to encourage America, not because I'm a jingoist, not a nationalist, maybe. I don't know, whatever I am. I'm proud to be an American. I find that most of the stuff made in America, usually, or has been anyway, better than stuff you can buy anywhere else. It comes at a cost. Does that mean that it still is better than stuff made anywhere else now? I don't even know what's made here anymore, so I don't know what to compare it to. You know,
it would probably be pretty depressing cars. If all of us took a hard look at our own homes and just walked room from room and looked at labels.
Yeah.
You know, I think as much as we try to make an effort, and I think all of us do here, it's still pretty jarring, you know?
Yeah, it sure is. Here's something else that's jarring. Maybe Jennifer's got the clue to this. I can't tell you that I know for sure what Project Veritas is. Do you want to bring me up to date? I'm looking at some women who were reporters on TV stations got fired because they spoke out about being members of Project Veritas. Somebody was a weather person.
Yeah, that woman, it was pretty famous, like last week before, where she came on TV and she said, I'm going to out the Fox Corporation because they've been trying to stifle me, and I'm working with Project Veritas. And
what is Project Veritas?
Project Veritas is a group that kind of goes undercover in media outlets to expose a lot of the bias and the corporate control of the news flow in the country. And so it's run by a guy named James O'Keefe, who maybe that name sounds familiar to you, and he's done some interesting exposés on all the media outlets, actually.
I've always found them to be pretty, like, nonpartisan, right? They kind of equally go after everybody.
They go after everybody. I think a lot of people, because, and this is probably the makeup of the media, but because the media does tend to be more left-leaning, it does seem like there's more damaging stuff that comes out probably on the left. But, for instance, this particular one was about Fox and the Fox Corporation, and she said that she was told that she couldn't do a story on hydroxychloroquine during the crisis.
Oh, okay,
during,
I remember. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And so she said she had recordings and that she went to, went to her bosses and tried to get the story, and they threw her out. That was in Texas. Now there's a weather reporter at the CBS affiliate in Detroit that interrupted her live broadcast, and she said that she was going to be a source for Project Veritas. Because they become more well-known, I think there are a lot of whistleblowers that are probably now jumping to it. And so midway through her weather forecast, she stopped talking about the weather and said, speaking of a brand new week, I'll be sitting down this week with Project Veritas to discuss the discrimination that CBS is enforcing on its employees. And she then said, tune into Project Veritas for her full story. So,
but isn't it up to the companies to decide if they don't want you talking about that stuff? They have every right to fire you, right? If you're being paid, then you do what they tell you to do. If you don't like it, you quit. That's brave.
I think, you know, here's the hard thing, and this is just from personal knowledge, like even with local news, because I think local news is probably even less, maybe less prevalent than it is at the national level, but I have a couple friends who do some work in Los Angeles in that realm, and they would go with story suggestions. And I think this sounds kind of funny, and it happens to me because I was talking to someone who is conservative, but he wanted to go with a story about Hunter Biden and his laptop, which most of the mainstream media would not touch. In fact, I think it was like 47% of people who voted for Joe Biden hadn't even heard the story after the election. He went to his news director and he said, we should go with this story. Here's sources, blah, blah, blah. The news director said, absolutely not. We're not touching that until after the election. And so is that the job, I guess, of the news director? If things are sourced, is that the job? I mean, shouldn't it just be a flow of information, I think would be the argument, rather than trying to pick and choose what you're going to showcase. Now, I get it. In talk radio and opinion places, we choose the stories that we're going to go to. We choose on this program to talk a lot about the relationship with China, right? That's an editorial decision. But in news, because there is so much of it, wouldn't it be refreshing and nice if we just got, like, if they just turned the hose on and let us decide what we wanted to consume?
Turn the hose on. Yeah, it would be.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, it would be very nice.
Right now you have the editorial, and believe me, it happens, there's more liberal media, which is why they get the brunt of it, but mm-hmm. it happens in conservative media too. It's like everybody picks and chooses. It stuns me because I watch a lot, I guess, because I have to do a lot of show prep for the show that I do in Los Angeles. I am constantly watching MSNBC, Fox News, CNN, local news, looking at online publications. I mean, I try to, like, look at everything. And it stuns me how if you spend an hour on Fox, how what they're telling you is completely different than if you spend an hour on CNN. Like, it's, yeah. you know, the stories that everybody chooses. And so
and
if
then everybody
you're a person,
just picks a team that speaks yeah. to them or speaks to their own bias, and then they're
so like music. Person, I like country music more than I like oldies.
Right. Well, right. but it's even more dangerous than that, because if you're a person who only listens to CNN, or if you're a person who only listens to Fox, you only know 50% of the story that's out there. Right. And, I mean, think about how stunning that is. Look, I don't care what you think about Hunter Biden or his laptop or whatever, but the fact that that story was swept under the rug and it was a big story, mm-hmm. and that half of the Biden voters didn't even know about it on Election Day, I'm not suggesting it would have changed their vote at all. I'm just saying, how ridiculous is it that the news media is deciding what people can and can't know before they make really big decisions? I mean, if you're totally fine with the laptop and all that, go vote. If you don't like, you know, Biden still, if it's a, you know, a choice, which for many, it was just a choice between whether you liked Trump or you liked Biden, and people couldn't vote for Trump, they were going to vote for Biden regardless of what was going on with them. That's fine. That's a reason to cast a vote. But shouldn't you have all the information?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I don't know. The same thing, you know, I mean, it goes on the other side, too. It's just, it's yeah. strange to me.
Speaking of
dangerous.
Intro. Yeah, it is dangerous. The download, the DJV download, all kinds of things, including the controversy over a transgender Olympic weightlifter discussed in the current download. Check that out. Carl Nassib becoming the first NFL player to come out as gay. Lots of conversation about that. Check it out. DJVshow.com for the podcast or wherever you get your podcasts. O'Reilly Auto Parts is here to keep your car on the road with the right parts, advice from their professional parts people, and their free loaner tool program. No need to purchase a tool if you're only going to use it once. Your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store has more than 80 specialty tools available to rent for your next repair. Refundable deposit required at the time of the rental. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and ask about their free loaner tool program, or you can visit O'ReillyAuto.com. Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we've got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. Yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Well, let's see if we can get into the trending stories now on the DJV program 23 after the hour. We're talking about armpits now, right, ladies?
Boobs. We do. We were talking about fake boobs on Lily James, who's playing Pamela Anderson. And if you haven't seen the images, they're still filming it. It is the most impressive prosthetic job I've ever seen in my life. I'm like, yeah, I'm mesmerized.
I can't tell. I probably shouldn't admit that. I have a hard. I don't know that I know. Well, I probably could if you. There's no way I'm going to get out of this now.
Let's not talk about that.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Okay, let's talk about the U.S. men's Olympic basketball roster, Jay, as that seems to be trending quite prolifically. Who's on Team USA?
Yes, it has been finalized. We have the 12 players for the games. Now, Brooklyn Nets, Kevin Durant, James Harden. You have from the Portland Trailblazers, Damian Lillard, Devin Booker with the Suns.
That's Brad. Kendall's boyfriend, right? I only know basketball players if they're dating Kar Jenner.
If they're dating a Kardashian.
Yeah.
Which is the whole NBA,
so there you go.
Right. Chris Middleton, Drew Holiday, Brooke Lopez, Kevin Love with the Cavs, Bam Adebayo with the Heat, Draymond Green of the Golden State Warriors. A lot of people are commenting who's missing from the list. LeBron James, Anthony Davis, Steph Curry, Kyrie Irving, Chris Paul, Donovan Mitchell. Some of those, you know, you have some injuries. But also some of the guys just didn't want to do it. They want to take that break. And the thing is, Booker, Middleton, Holiday, and Lopez, if their teams make it to the NBA Finals and they go all the way to Game 7 is scheduled for July 22nd. That is one day before the Olympic Games start. So they will have zero rest.
Hmm. Plus all a long flight, right? And then quarantine and whatever else you have to do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No surprises, intense. Then. Yeah. All right. Greg Abbott, who's the governor of Texas, has vetoed a bipartisan anti-cruelty bill for dogs. Ooh.
Yeah, he actually vetoed kind of about 20 different bills that have been passed by the GOP-controlled state legislature, and one of them was about dogs and a ban for tethering dogs outside with heavy chains. So hashtag Abbott hates dogs started trending when he vetoed this, and he cited the reason for his vetoing is he called it micromanaging, that the state just doesn't need this level of micromanagement.
Protect animals who are abused, Governor Abbott. How about
that? Exactly. Exactly.
I'm okay micromanaging animal abusers. I'm good with that.
Oh, yeah. He's getting a lot of heat from law enforcement that was, you know, pushing for this, agencies, organizations, county prosecutors, advocates for animals, animal control officers.
everybody.
It makes no sense.
And he was like, no, he called it micromanagement and said the state doesn't need it.
Oh, really? All right. Well, let's see how that works for him in the box office. That's the kind of stuff that sticks with you next time you run, I think. Don't you think? That stuff sticks with people.
Yeah, well, and people are saying it's so astounding because he has a dog. He's a dog owner. He has a dog named Pancake.
I think, just to give you a little background, he was under attack for over-governing during the pandemic. And so he's up for re-election, and I think anything that adds more laws to the books, he's probably sticking away from. But
this is
I don't know
his
pick,
reason. Though.
Yeah, I agree. But, you know, that's probably, you know, do we need another law in the book or should we trust people's judgment?
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, and
but
if
even the police want you to do it, because they're getting calls and they're seeing the animal abuse, I mean, that's, I don't know. I see what you're saying, and that probably is his reasoning, but come on, you don't pick this.
All right.
Then one of the ones that he had also canceled and vetoed was a bill requiring schools to teach high school and middle school age students about child abuse prevention and domestic violence.
So he just wants everyone to be abused. That's his theme? Okay.
Otherwise, he calls it micromanagement.
I doubt that. But, yeah, I'm sure he probably is not wanting to add any other legislation.
Yeah, it just seems rather, as I said, that's the kind of stuff that sticks. The serious, important stuff, but not that that's
not
serious.
And he's in trouble, by the way. In Texas, he is in trouble. So, you know, maybe it will stick.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Republicans blocked what they call a signature Democrat election bill that would radically transform America's electoral system and grant the federal government more control over the country's elections. The Senate voted 50-50 Tuesday, failing to meet the 60 votes needed, Republican Senator Mitch McConnell.
By now, the rotten inner workings of this power grab have been thoroughly exposed to the light. We know that it would shatter a decades-old understanding that campaign finance law should have a bipartisan referee and turn the Federal Election Commission into a partisan majority cudgel for Democrats to wield against their political opponents.
The bill did not include voter ID, something most Americans want. The Arizona audit of the 2020 presidential election is entering its final week, and volunteers are working overtime to complete the paper examination portion of the audit. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
President Biden on Wednesday is projected to blame the crime waves across America on guns rather than post-protest tolerance for lawlessness and the human element. Another issue for the Biden administration is their lack of response to the U.S.-Mexico border crisis. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham on the Senate Judiciary Committee calls their efforts incompetent on Fox News.
The Biden-Harris administration is incompetent and foolish when it comes to managing illegal immigration. They're literally telling people that we've sent to Mexico because they didn't show up for their asylum hearing. Hey, you can come back and start over again. The Biden administration supports eliminating cash bail, basically letting everybody out. Look at what's happened in New York. The cops arrest a guy Monday morning. They're out Monday afternoon. So all these policies are blowing up in the Biden-Harris administration's face.
Vice President Kamala Harris was assigned by President Biden to fix the problem. To date, nothing tangible has been done at the border to stop the massive flow of illegal immigrants, drugs, and sex trafficking. The vice president did visit Guatemala and Mexico and talked to leaders in those countries. Vanessa Bryan has settled her wrongful death lawsuit against Island Express. That's the company that owned the doomed helicopter in the crash that killed basketball player Kobe Bryant, their daughter Gigi, and seven others in February of 2020. But the terms of the settlement are confidential, and the court still needs to sign off on the agreement. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
How are we doing? It's the DJV Show. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, Jay Kirshner, and Doug Steffen with a bunch of people stuff. Now, one of the things that happens in the summertime, especially and around the holidays as well, radio programs and life in general, it seems to feel like it's getting phoned in. You ever notice that? I never feel that way ever about what we do here. And I know it sounds prideful because as a sort of a creation of a lot of my years on the radio, this program has matured to what it is. But I never feel like we're stretching, like we're working to find things or that we're just phoning it in. We don't all feel great every single day. But, you know, that's the kind of, you're a professional, so you don't let that show. Or if it does show, it becomes part of who you are. But I never feel like we are phoning it in. And yet I listen to some of this, even these new shows that are on that are supposed to be replacing Rush Limbaugh. It already sounds to me like they're phoning it in. I don't know whether any of you have listened to any of that stuff or not.
Have you listened? I haven't gotten a chance to hear yet.
I don't want to say fakery, but it's such a... It's people need to be themselves.
Well, it may not be your cup of tea. I would be hard pressed to believe that 3 days into taking over for Rush Limbaugh that people would be phoning it in.
I'm not even talking about him. I'm talking about some of the other people that are on that time slot. I just feel like I'm just proud of, and I've said this a lot in the last few months, but as things become more and more polarized, as things become more and more one-sided, as stuff just sounds all the same. It isn't just on the radio. Television is the same. The news or whatever it is that you get stuff is very unusual to find something. Like, I feel that TMZ is a pretty unique organization. And the stuff that they do, whether you like it all or not, it's kind of intriguing. It's
I've never found them to be wrong either.
Yeah, right.
You know,
right.
With a scoop.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
As much as, you know, you can say, oh, TMZ, it's so trashy. Well, yeah, it is. And it's, well, you know, Harvey Levin is not a good guy. And he has fostered an environment at that company that, you know, essentially kids want to drop out of college just to become paparazzi and just to become celebrity stalkers to get on TV. But they're never wrong. I've yet to find when they've had a source or, you know, a link to something, they're very accurate.
Yeah, I agree.
They're more accurate, actually, than like every other major news outlet.
It would seem, yeah. Okay, so let's talk about accuracy. The most hotly anticipated decision, it seems, where at the end we've talked this week a lot of the Supreme Court decisions. They always close down at the end of June, kind of like school, and they come back in the fall, right around the beginning of fall. So they have 3 months to themselves, sort of. And so in that time, they're not really meeting. Over the summer, there will be a lot of speculation as to how either Breyer will decide to get out, whether he'll be pushed. I don't know. You can't really push somebody out, right? And it doesn't seem that long ago. I was thinking he was appointed by Bill Clinton. I remember when that happened. It doesn't seem like it was that long ago, interestingly enough. But there are a lot of people, like the squad, wants to get rid of Breyer. Because they want more liberal judges.
Well, it's because Trump was a one-term president, and he got to nominate three people for the bench.
That's the way it works.
Well, I'm just saying that's why a lot of people on the left, and I agree with them on this, I think that there should be some restrictions on a one-term president. I don't think that you should be able to change. Because I don't think you should be able to influence. I don't think a one-term president. I think there should be limits on how many people you can nominate to the bench.
Would you say that?
But Ruth Bader Ginsburg died. I mean, these people, like, I mean, there's nothing else you can do. You can't.
I understand that, but if Mitch McConnell won't even entertain having someone be put up for nomination, but yet he pushes through Trump's people, like that was, I don't know.
You want to know why? Another reason not to support the end of the filibuster is because Democrats changed the rules. The reason Mitch McConnell was able to jam people through is because Harry Reid changed the rules on it.
Yeah. Well, I'm not in favor of ending the filibuster. I'm just saying.
No, I know, but for a lot of people,
a limit for how many people the president can during however term, one term or two terms, there should be a limit.
But what if, like, the entire Supreme Court dies, and then you're going to not have anybody show up?
Well, I mean, I think we can write in.
I mean, it just so happens.
In the case of the entire Supreme Court blows up.
Well,
yeah.
But why change the law on it? I mean, I just don't understand. Just because we don't like Trump, I think people go crazy.
And you know what? And if I would say the same thing for Biden. I don't think Biden should be able to put three different judges on there either if he's a one-term president. I don't.
I do.
I think that
if there's three vacancies, he has to fill them. That's the job of the president, is to fill the vacancies.
I think it's become so political in who everyone chooses. That's my issue with it. This is not back in the day when this is not back in the day when presidents actually chose judges who would interpret the law without
bias.
Sure,
they did. I mean, this is the argument by the left, is that the court is divided and it's all activists now. Look at how they've been coming up with their decisions this term. Everything is almost unanimous.
We haven't gotten to the major issues. You know that.
Oh, my God. We got to the Affordable Care Act, which I was told was going to be blown up by Amy Coney Barrett, who voted to preserve it. So I think there's a lot of fear-mongering that goes on. I think the court is not political. I think it's the people who are screaming around it that are the political ones.
All right. Let's talk about the new study on non-binary citizens. Who would have thought that there are 1.2 million adults in our country that identify as non-binary? Okay, so first of all, we have to get a definition of non-binary. Victoria, you want to take that one on? Because a lot of people, I think, don't know what that means.
I always give the example to you because I know you forget, but the example from Billions, the show on Showtime,
yes,
the character
the
Taylor,
yep,
who goes by, you know, they and them. So those are their pronouns. So take that character and then add 1.2 million Americans who also identify that way. This was a much, much larger number. This came from UCLA's Williams Institute. This is the first study, because the U.S. Census doesn't cover gender identity. So this is the first broad study of the population estimate of its kind. And a lot of people, I think even people in the LGBTQ community, I think even they were surprised at how many Americans. I mean, this is 1.2 million Americans. This is not a number that you can just go, oh, it's just a few fringe people. It's not. And so this was a lot more than people thought.
All right. So then how does this reflect on the rest of the world? Do you think the population in most other countries is the same and it's not identified?
Right.
Does it really? Does it depend on where you live?
There are some that don't even look at just two or three genders. There's like up to seven.
What I thought was interesting is that 51%.
Whoops. Hold on a second, Jennifer. Jay, go back to that, will you? Because I think that I'm
There are some other communities that do not just look at only two genders. It's one of those socio norms.
We only follow the science when it comes to COVID, apparently. I don't know. It's just really
What are the other five, though? I'm intrigued. Curious.
I will pull that from the internet, and I will send it to you, and we can get it posted as well.
All right.
The reason that you have to pull it from the internet is because there's two genders, and we know that. It's just we've created other categories. I know people can feel
Why do we create them, though?
But if you read down into the study, this is what was pretty stunning to me, is that 51% of that 1.2 million had serious mental illness.
Yeah, so, as a result of all the abuse that they've suffered.
Or maybe not the abuse that they suffered, maybe they have mental illness and this is why they have gender dysmorphia. I mean, this is one of the things that a lot of people argue about with doing sex change on young kids, to do gender reassignment on kids under 18, is that many of them will change their mind and then they can't go back and they've created real damage on their bodies.
I wouldn't say many of them. That's an exaggeration.
We don't know.
I would not call it many.
Sure,
but I've heard multiple stories about that. And then when they do create the change, it's the highest group of people who are suicidal or who do attempt suicide. So if you've done this, you've made the change, and now you're suicidal, wouldn't that indicate that maybe there are some other contributing factors going at play in all of this? I think it's
a lifelong struggle, and even if you've had, I mean, I have some trans friends who are extremely happy in their lives, but it's been a lifelong struggle, and they fight every day for happiness, and so, and just within themselves, you know, and there are so many factors. It's a very complex issue, you know, I wonder if it's that way
in the animal kingdom. We're animals, right? The non-human animal kingdom. If there are, you know, cows, for example, that have different, is the male, female, ducks, chickens, goats. It's kind of interesting. Or is it just because we can express ourselves that's how this stuff develops? I think it's something to think about. I have, Miles wants to be heard, and we'll get to that in a moment. Plus, the way that who created Star Wars? Yeah, it was Lucas and Spielberg. How they decided what some of the characters or some of the implements were going to look like. Coming up here, 44 after the hour on the DJV program.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and get your color your way. We've made it easier than ever to try and buy color. Preview paint colors in your home with our Color Snap app. Then visit swsamples.com to have color chips delivered to your door for free. Or order some peel and stick samples to try on your wall. When you're ready to paint, shop online or stop by your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store and get everything you need.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. To help busy families prepare for get-togethers with friends and relatives this summer, Amazon is making grocery delivery easier and more convenient for all customers. No matter where you live or how you pay for groceries, Amazon is making sure families have an easy, affordable way to access food, including fresh, seasonal ingredients. SNAP EBT recipients can use their benefits on Amazon and Amazon Fresh to order a vast selection of shelf-stable pantry items, as well as fresh produce and proteins delivered right to your door. store. No membership or minimum spend is required. Get your grocery lists ready because seasonal delights such as summer corn, tomatoes, and strawberries, as well as grilling must-haves like chicken breasts, ground beef, and pork are all available on Amazon. Plus, families on the go can find an array of healthy and easy snacks like granola bars, trail mix, and popcorn to keep them energized for summertime adventures. For more information and to enroll your benefits, visit Amazon.com/snap.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
46 after the hour here on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, who's been with me since she was a teenager. Victoria Keelan, not since a teenager, but she's been around for a while. Jay Kirshner, I feel like I've known you all my life in some respects. Because we get to know each other and know about our lives, know about our loves, know about our families. How else would I know about Fancy Nancy? And certainly, I guess because I've known Jennifer longer, I've been closer to her. Family know her mother and her father, and it's just fun to have that mix. So the ladies are getting to know more about my family. They aren't necessarily around that much. I'm in Massachusetts much of the year, and they're in California. But Megan and her husband Matthew and my grandson Miles have come to visit for 2.5 weeks. So if you're going to talk on the air, you have to be in front of the microphone with the headset on. You have that. Miles is getting, Megan and Brendan both remind Miles that at the age that he is, they were all on the radio program. At the, you know, they would come on and they'd do stuff. Brendan was a real hamburger. And Megan would have her, even when she was like 6 or 7, she had that sort of pontifical style that she stayed. She actually, through college, was on. Not that she wanted to all the time. All right, so Miles. We're talking about exciting things that are going on. The girls wanted to talk to you about what you've been doing, but you have to get to the microphone if you're going to answer their questions. All right? So yesterday was what? What was an important day? What happened yesterday to you that was important?
See my Aunt Nancy.
Yeah, I know. That wasn't the most important thing. What? You got presents. Why did you get presents?
Because yesterday was my half.
Birthday.
Uh-huh. Wow, do you always get presents? Do you always get presents for your half birthday?
No.
No, this was special because he was here.
Oh, what did you get?
Maz, you're gonna get shy on me now?
What?
I'm going to move my mic down so I can talk in the...
Okay.
I'm going to raise my head up.
Okay, good. All right.
So what kind of presents did you get, Miles?
Well... The first present was a Lego red tractor.
Nice.
Ooh. Important to get those red tractors.
And the second one was much, much bigger. It was a Playmobil zoo set.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And what were some of the animals in it?
Wow.
The animals in it were giraffes and...
Yeah. Giraffes and giraffes. And more giraffes.
Giraffes.
Uh-huh.
And penguin.
Yeah. Well, that's good. This is the kind of stuff that...
And gophers.
Yep. Establishing the sort of thing that, yeah, that, you know, it stimulates youngsters' minds. There's more to life than devices.
I'm going to actually see what
you're... Okay, good. Thank you. It's 10 before the hour. That's Miles with the ladies.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all
over the world with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's 53 after the hour now here on the DJV program with our weekly input from Warren Eckstein. He runs the pet show. He hosts the pet show, does all kinds of things with pets every day of his life, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. He is the animal's best protector. The passing of Joe Biden's dog, Champ, at the age of 13. This is a German Shepherd. How long do most German Shepherds live, Warren? What's the average life?
I would say the average lifespan of a German Shepherd is approximately 12 years old. So the dog had a really good life. Yeah, 13 years old.
And what gets him? Is it the hips that get him? What normally gets a Shepherd?
Any number of things. It could be the hips. It could be the heart. It could be any number of things. You know, the hardest part, though, is when you have a dog that mentally is all there, but physiologically starts to kind of fall apart. Yeah. That's why it's so important. You know, I'm not going to go on a rage about my supplement here, but it's so important for people to understand that the same supplements we take to keep our body healthy are critical for our dogs. For example, especially with hips and joints. Yeah. You know, even my Shepherd, before I put the new Hugs and Kisses together with the Conjoint and the Glucosamine, my Shepherd Skyler suffered from really, really bad hips, and the only thing that made him comfortable was cold laser therapy. So now when people call me up and say, Warren, what can we do to make sure that our German Shepherd, our Great Dane, whatever type of dog they have, has strong bones and everything, is number one is make sure you give them supplementation for it. But number two is there are so many new possibilities in terms of treatment. I had someone call me on the phone on the show last week talking specifically about their dog. They had no idea that there was such a thing as canine and feline rehabilitation. Just like physical therapy for you and me, there are now rehabilitation centers all over the country where they use acupuncture, acupressure, massage therapy, hydrotherapy, every type of cold laser therapy. There's a beautiful one not too far park for me in Hermosa Beach that really does amazing work in terms of taking dogs and cats that may be suffering from physiological aspects of life and make them feel a lot more comfortable and a lot better and give them more quality of life than they would have if they weren't being treated. So I'm a big fan of physical rehabilitation for animals. And you should check it out. Ask your vet if you have an older dog or an older cat or a younger pet that's having problems with hips or joints or other things. Ask them if rehabilitation might be beneficial.
You know, it's interesting you talk about it in the way that you have. One of the taking care is so important to the concept here. And I think that there are any number of signs that show that people take better care of their pets than they do themselves. I was looking at a blog called Take Care of Yourself. And it's a, you know, it's kind of a question about what society does to take care of humans. But we do more to take care of our pets than we do to take care of ourselves. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it is, and we do. But on the other side of the coin is the fact that having our pets also benefits us physically and psychologically. So at the same time, we're giving them the care, and some people may say we're doing too much for our pets. At the same time, they're giving back so much more. So I think it's an equal situation there, Doug.
Mm-hmm. There's a problem here in the Northeast, and I wonder if it's rearing its head elsewhere. The northern bald eagle has come back. You know, there was a worry about it for a while. It was going to become extinct, and now it's back again. And a lot of smaller pets are at risk, apparently, from eagles and other birds of prey. I don't know how you it depends. You know, the birds are being pushed out like most of the other wild animals. I don't, when I say wild, I'm thinking about deer, things, even coyotes and woodchucks. So in this circumstance, how do you protect small dogs who maybe live in suburbia and want to be outside in an enclosed area, and some bald eagle decides he wants your dog for lunch?
Call me eccentric, call me crazy, but get online, Doug. Here's the bottom line. My dogs, one of them weighs 12 pounds, one of them weighs 10 pounds, okay, mm-hmm. are never in my backyard unless I am there with them. Just mm-hmm. That's just that simple. If you have a small dog and you live in an area where there's coyotes, there's cougars, there's hawks flying over or eagles flying over, you have to be conscientious about that. You have to take the precaution. Same thing you would do with a child. I mean, you wouldn't leave a small child out in the backyard by itself. They could be attacked by a coyote. They could be attacked by any number of animals. So I would recommend if you have a small dog, if you have a German Shepherd, I wouldn't be overly concerned about the eagle in the backyard, okay? But if you have a small dog like I have, then perhaps the best thing to do is be out there watching him when he's outside, whatever he's doing, playing or whatever. It's just common sense. And I hear this story so many times. My dog's been attacked by a coyote. My dog's been attacked by this. If you were out there with him, that never would have happened.
Yeah, okay, that's simple enough. A lot of people are wondering, got about 30 seconds here, preparing pets for your return to the office. If you've been around your pet a lot and now you're going to go back to the office without your pet, what's that do to the pet?
Well, you have to take that into consideration. So, you know, I think that you have to make sure that our pets are feeling comfortable. Start now. If you're going to be going back to the office in 2 weeks, start leaving the pet for short periods of time. Don't make a big deal out of leaving. Don't make a big deal out of coming home. And your dog will be able, or cat will be able
okay.
to rest.
Okay. ThePetShow.com is Warren's address online. Warren.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.